Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Every week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington. Each week we have a chance to talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And I'm very pleased to have with us this morning our friend Chris MG, who's principal of the Success School with the Chamber. Hi, Chris. How's it going?
Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Great. Well, what is the Success School?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Denise. The Success School is kind of, as I mentioned, is a feel-good arm of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. Now, we are a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit wing of a membership organization. So you can make those tax-deductible donations to us. And we started in 1998, and it just kind of became what we wanted to be, as kind of that from the business community to education. So to be that conduit, right? What are business leaders thinking about public education? How can they get involved to enhance it? So what we've had over time is just sort of, it's sort of evolved into what it is today, but it kind of comes back to economic development. When people think about where to move, it's schools is one of the main things people think about. How are the schools in the area? Well, when you have an engaged business, when you have an engaged community volunteers, it enhances that school. And so what we've done is try to enhance that school through career programming, and that includes financial literacy as well. And it's been a lot of fun to do that and working with schools, teachers, and volunteers.
Mm-hmm. So how do your staff and volunteers engage with students? How do they connect with your program?
Well, in a let's say a normal year, you know,
this has been anything but, right? Yeah.
Yes. So it's, you know, with protocol right now, there's no in-person in volunteering. And in fact, parents can't even come into the school to get their kids. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk maybe about that in a little bit. But by and large, we've done things like career panels, Edgewood High School. We did those in every monthly on Monday mornings at like 7:30 in the morning. We do a couple at South, and that could be topics from, STEM, kind of life sciences, to psychology, to the trades. And then we'll do things, some bigger career days at elementary schools. They could have themes as well. And we'll do some eighth grade junior highs do career days where they'll have a rotation of volunteers talking about their careers. And it's people who are passionate about their what they do for a living. And really, people like talking about that. So it gives people an opportunity to sort of discuss what they do to students ranging from, you know, elementary to all the way through high school. And then we have some bigger events that we do. We do a science fair and a job employment fair that are really pretty successful. And then we have things like a tour of opportunity where we take seventh graders or eighth graders that to different places in the community, kind of a field trip. Those are sort of that we, and then I do some job shadowing, sort of lining up what their career interests are with ninth graders at the academy. And then sort of putting them into chamber businesses. So a lot of different things, but then our big one is the reality store. So this is our financial literacy piece. Mm-hmm. That's eighth grade for the Monroe County Community School District and seventh grade for Edgewood. And a group of volunteers kind of do the game of life where they juxtapose that they are 28, the students, and they pick a career based on their GPA and sort of go through life getting, you know, housing, transportation, medical insurance, and just starting to weed their way through all the tables that is life. And that includes divorce, children, and all of that sort of fun stuff. It's very popular, very volunteer heavy. It usually takes about 29 volunteers per shift on that. And that is a very fun and popular one that a lot of businesses really enjoy interacting with the kids and having those aha moments.
Yeah, I remember doing that. Some of the kids were very sad when they had to trade in their fancy sports cars.
Now, Denise, I'm going to be honest, that's a lot of the male students.
Or the big decision to get a dog or not to get a dog on your salary.
Yes. you know, the, all of those sort of big ones, and knowing that you're, you know, the, a happy spouse and a happy children is the best way to go. So maybe it's getting a few things that maybe you're not interested in, but
there, the family there you go. Would be interested in. Yeah. So no, it's interesting. And I think too, that talk a little bit more, you know, there's so much research about when kids decide what they want to do for a living, you know, that whole early career interest. So talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about the importance of introducing kids at that, you know, you talk about middle school, people think, oh, that's too early, but it's not. And so I think a lot of your efforts geared at that in early high school are so important to helping people make those decisions.
Well, and it's helping that inquisitive nature of mm-hmm. students and seeing what's out there. So it's both showing its career exploration in the sense that showing what sort of what professions are out there they can do, showing them some sort of cool spaces, and also getting an attachment to the community. There's things, it's kind of like being a tourist in your own backyard. You don't do those sort of things. It's a little mm-hmm. bit like that way with businesses, where we hope to sort of plant some seeds as well as some great sort of career places to work and have a career here right in Monroe County. So it does a lot of that, and it just makes them inquisitive on different areas and what they need to do as far as education goes, and having mm-hmm. those fun interactions with volunteers as part of that. And so it's amazing some of the questions they're able to give to mm-hmm. give to the volunteers. And I always think the students get smarter every year and sort of always surprise me in that. And so it's really kind of a fun thing to do, is to see the fun interaction with the volunteers and getting them interested in things they never even thought about. So
mm-hmm. are you finding that, you mentioned STEM, are you finding more students getting interested in STEM once they understand what that is and the different possibilities?
Well, yes and no. This is, I mean, not to get a little on the high horse, but that's a big push on the school. So the students mm-hmm. can also get a little overwhelmed with Zoom, or with STEM programming and STEM, mm-hmm. so they're kind of constantly fed it. So I think sometimes you just kind of maybe have to label it differently on some mm-hmm. of those things, where it's not just STEM education. And also just making sure that we're showing other fields, mm-hmm. like culinary arts or, mm-hmm. You know, simple business ownership and some things like that. But no, STEM is very important. Life science is big in this, with Baxter mm-hmm. and Cook and Catalyst. Mm-hmm. So it's a very important industry, and they are always needing good, strong employees with a science background, or what mm-hmm. I call above my pay grade, Denise.
So, and I would imagine that, you know, you talked about the opportunities for professionals in all sorts of fields to interact with the kids. So it sounds like they really, and your volunteers sound like they really enjoy doing that.
Well, and what we've seen, especially with that reality store, is they've been, mm-hmm. some of them have been doing it so long, they have this vested interest where we updated the entire realm of the categories, which was, you know, a long endeavor, and there were some mistakes mm-hmm. made. And, you know, those volunteers could spot those mistakes and let me know, or what we needed to add or something. So it is a group effort when it comes to that. And I really appreciate mm-hmm. that. And just giving them the time to sort of talk about what they're passionate about, which is helping the students and making that a big success.
Mm-hmm. Now, that whole idea, part of the whole reality store too, and some of your other efforts, the whole concept of financial literacy is an important one. And are you finding that students then gain a better appreciation of financial literacy and moving forward, what that entails?
Well, that's one of the areas we've sort of tried to enhance. We've done mm-hmm. some specific professional development with our financial institution banks to give teachers some great curriculum and some ideas to sort of institute that in some of their math classes. And I know German American Bank has worked with them. They've done some work in Edgewood Elementary School. So it's sort of having that sort of K through 12 financial literacy mm-hmm. that arc that we're trying to produce, and making that middle ground in the reality store is kind of the big anchor, but sort of enhancing that both before and after. And it's much more difficult than in high school to do that. We've put a few programs like that on their one-offs during like their study hall periods, but it's something mm-hmm. we think is very important. The banks thinks are very important, I think, and it gives you a leg up of not making certain credit card mistakes and all of those credit scores and all those ugly things we don't like to talk about, Denise.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Are you finding some of your students get interested in the whole concept of having a small business or in entrepreneurship?
Well, we've worked with one of our pillars is entrepreneurship, and we've worked with the Dimension Mill and had a pitch competition with the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. I think that was February. And we're trying to enhance that aspect, giving them mentors, kind of following that path, and sort of maybe they run into dead ends. And so that's really one of the areas we're looking to enhance. In fact, I'll be meeting with the mill and school personnel later this week to talk about what we can do to really enhance that entrepreneurship, because I think with Dimension Mill, and I think they're building another one of those incubators, I think next for even companies a little farther along, is to make that pipeline here in the great county of Monroe and Bloomington, where students kind of have these ideas and they kind of work within our community to see them to light. And I think working with all the great, wonderful entrepreneurs who want to help and mentor, and I think that's where that sort of conduit we have between that group and the schools to make their job a little easier, that schools, that is, that we have this resources being unique as a chamber with 900 members, that we can sort of bring that to the schools and enhance their curriculum. And so that's where we kind of come in. And I think entrepreneurship is a great example of that, Denise.
No, that sounds really good. Now, I know too, a lot of times, you know, talking to business folks and when people are looking at being successful in their job and careers, no matter what it is, soft skills can be really, really important. So talk a little bit about how does Success School help students with some of those soft skills and how are those woven into your programming?
Well, I think this is one of the things that we heard from our membership was a lack of soft skills. And what are those things, like networking or simply using the phone? I've heard employers talk about situations where the young employee is so embarrassed about a flat tire not making it to work that they won't call, they just won't show up. So it's getting that sort of comfort, that with the soft skills, that we sort of instituted a 6-part workshop that I put in at South and put that for 12th grade English class. This would be students going into the workforce and trying to work on all of those things from communications to teamwork. Also done one-offs in North and Edgewood High School as well. And then with the pandemic, we put those resources online, and I've done just professionalism module on our website, if you want to take a look at that. And we've also did social media. So it's working on those things that I think the computer age can kind of sort of blur that those attributes in employees that we want to enhance as much as I would talk about students. They're a lot smarter, but I think in certain respects, those soft skills are not as refined as maybe we would hope for us in Generation X, right?
And if people are interested in getting more information in general, is the website the best place to go?
Let's see, let me make sure I get this correct. It's it's chamberbloomington.org/success-school, or you can just go just Google Bloomington Chamber. You'll see us in the community section. And you can also always email me at cemge@chamberbloomington.org. But all of that is on our website. We have quite a bit of resources, which since we're not in schools, we've really enhanced that aspect of it to allow both teachers and parents for the first time. I think this has given us a vehicle to interact with them and sort of thinking about career things through our website. So this is one of the advantageous things about thinking things that used to be an afterthought, which is our website. It was volunteer management in school. Now we have this website that we've been able to really start from scratch and think about, which is only being enhanced more by the day.
It's interesting because, you know, as much as the pandemic has been a strain on everyone, creative solutions, like you just mentioned, seem to be a positive outcome of that in terms of having more resources available. And how's the pandemic impacted your program in general? Obviously, the shift from face-to-face activities, but How else have you dealt with it or go forward?
It's been one of those things where we've put a lot of, I mentioned the soft skills. We have a bunch of career videos of local volunteers talking about what they do, and then some career panels, things that we normally do. And we have quite a few of them there. I think we have at least 14 or 15 career panels and probably 25 to 26 career videos, is making those available to teachers and seeing if they need any help and sort of interacting that way and not putting too much pressure on them. It's gotten to the point now here in the second semester where there's not as much stress, I think, where they've gotten a little bit more of a routine down at the schools, that it's been more interacting and I've gotten more requests on things. So that's been nice, but it's been stressful for parents, students, and teachers alike on just, you know, what the code red, yellow, and all of those things, and when they're in school or out of school. So it's important not to overwhelm the schools with our programming, but to make it kind of the things that they can kind of highlight, which is one reason, as I mentioned, Denise, we've kind of looked at parents as well when they're looking at things that they can do online that might be a little bit different.
Sure. No, and that's great. And then the capability of being able to view something like that with your student and talk about it, I think would be a really great opportunity. So looking forward, what are moving, you know, we're getting now into spring, the school year will be ending pretty soon, and we're going into a whole nother season. What are you looking forward to, or what do you see moving forward as being sort of your next steps or next events? Are you anticipating being able to go back to more live programming?
Our hope is next fall that we can find some ways to get back. And maybe that doesn't happen in August, but maybe that happens in October. Where we can get back to being in school with volunteers there, and field trips. If they can't make it to our, you know, STEM fair, or if they can't make it to our employment fair, it's important that those tour of opportunities can happen next year. So I'm optimistic about that. I've been working with one of the Kelly School of Business's consulting companies, 180 Degrees, about branding and enhancing our website and some other programming. So I'm looking forward, they're gonna be presenting to us their findings next month, which I'm looking forward to that. And then specifically what we have coming up in the Success School at the 26th through the 30th of April, we do our virtual job shadowing with 9th and 10th graders at the Academy. And so they give us our interest, and we'll sort of place them with a volunteer in that area. And we're doing great on volunteers. I think, you know, if you're still interested, don't hesitate to reach out, but I think we're doing really well on that. I think we'll have one more reality store as well, that we did one virtually at Bachelor Middle School. We'll be doing one at Jackson Creek. That should be happening in May. And then we also have that tour of opportunity we're going to be doing virtually with the Hoosiers. We got Hoosier Energy, and then Hoosier Hills at MCCSC that does career programs that they do. So we have a couple things coming up. And then I know I'm looking for specifically a chef or a cook, someone in culinary arts, to do a demonstration for some 9th and 10th graders. That would be on a Friday in May. If any of our fine listeners are interested or know of anybody who would be willing to do that, it'd be about an hour to an hour and a half of just kind of going through a little bit of life in the kitchen. So you'd have to be a little bit tech savvy to get that computer and camera in there and be safe, right? You don't want any problems. But so that's a couple things we're working on and excited about. So we're just constantly moving forward.
Oh, that sounds really great. So if folks are interested in volunteering for future opportunities, should they just reach out to you?
Yeah, website, there's several opportunities to put your information down, and you can also email me as well. Facebook, where Success School is on Facebook, so you can look at that as well. And we look forward to hearing from you. And even if, you know, we don't have something for right now, you know, we have a monthly newsletter that goes out that'll update you And there's plenty of great volunteer activities. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. And for businesses as well out there, it's a good bonding experience to do something like the Reality Store with your coworkers and coming together with that. I think it's a great way to build a culture there.
Wonderful. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we wish you continued success with the Success School.
Well, thank you, Denise, for having me. I enjoyed it.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. This has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Megan Ogden at Mortgage Masters, providing professional, reliable, and friendly service with your mortgage process. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website, whcc105.com or wbwb.com.